Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These are the words that we'll hear in a few moments with the imposition of ashes. These words come originally from the book of Ecclesiastes, and they're a macabre message on this day. On this first day of Lent. Ashes are a biblical symbol of mourning, and they remind us of our own mortality. And the message is particularly difficult when we look around and we see life. I'm reminded that today happens to be the birthday of many people I know. And I also am reminded many times of this message. I'm also reminded of the difficulty of this message every year when I do this service and somebody brings up a baby or a small child. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The grim reminder of death begins the season of self-reflection. And perhaps it's a reminder that our lives give us a limited time to make our mark on this world. And what will our mark look like? How will we be remembered when we pass on? Most importantly, what kind of person will we become when we meet God? And now when I say this is less an issue about worrying about salvation or condemnation. This isn't about getting into heaven or going to hell. It's more about how we can look back at our lives and see the impact we have made on this world. How we have served this world. This is a day not only we remember our mortality, but it is a day of penitence. It's a day that we look at our lives and we do some soul searching. And whenever we do that, we inevitably see things we do not like. Now, some of those things we see when we do not like are things that we're not talking about today. Some of those things are things we should not worry about, those things like body image or our abilities or even the way we were created. Certainly those are challenges, and some of those things we can change over time, but there are also things we can learn to love about ourselves. It is the other things when we do that soul searching that we need to look at. It's how we hurt one another. It is our anger and unwillingness to let go and forgive. It is our negligence to our duties, to ourselves, and to others. A few years ago, a former bishop of mine wrote on his blog, "Don't try to be perfect this Lent. Just try to work on one thing." And it's often one of the difficult things when we look at ourselves and how do we ever get past any of this? And the reality is we're not going to because we are not perfect. It's not in our nature, but we can try. We can still work on it. We can try to make right for those things we have done. We can learn from our mistakes and learn not to repeat them. We heard today from the prophet Joel. And Joel is one of those funny books in the Bible because we do not know a thing about the person who wrote it. We don't know anything about Joel. We don't know when he lived. Was he one of the earliest prophets or one of the latest? We don't know the context about what he was writing. We don't know what impending disaster he was warning against. In reality, we probably would never have even heard of him if we didn't know somebody who had his name. Of all the things we do not know about Joel, the one thing we can say is that he has a sense of urgency when he writes. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Penitence and reconciliation are not things to put off until tomorrow. It's like the old joke, the diet starts tomorrow. when we know we're just stalling or putting it off maybe forever. These things must be done immediately, as soon as we see the damage is done, because if we wait, the damage can worsen, or in the shortness of life, we may lose our chance to make amends. And in these grim messages about repentance and mortality, Jesus also reminds us that none of this can be done for show. When we repent, when we pray, when we give, it's not just to be seen. He says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." And Jesus implores us to live authentically, to be real, to do things because they will make us closer to God and closer to one another. We don't do them just because we are supposed to do them. We don't do them because we want to impress people. We don't even do them because we're trying to impress God and get into heaven. These are self-serving reasons, and it won't work. Joel reminds us, "Rend your hearts and not your clothing." Be authentic. And what Jesus is asking us to do is look around us and truly understand our relationship with the world around us. This is to love one another enough to make sure that they are taken care of. It is to feel the hurt of others, even when that hurt comes from our own shortcomings. And so today we remember. We remember the impact our lives have on the world. We remember the good and the harm. We remember that we have to make amends for the wrong we have done. We remember that we cannot tarry in making things right. We remember our mortality. And we remember we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Amen.